flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was never under the impression that Bobby Slowick was pulling all the strings.
That's fair.
Like, I
you
thought
mean from play calling to
all of it.
Decisions. I damn sure don't think that he was the one jumping and saying, "Hey, I just want Kenyon Green."
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Yeah,
baby.
Great
help.
Point. Yeah.
No
yeah.
help. Yeah. Yeah, dog. Baby, just give me Kenyon.
I don't think he said go out and give me Shaq Mason and we're gonna roll this thing
just
out.
Resign him.
Right. You know, like
Dalton Schultz. I know I just spent all my time with George Kittle. This is what I want.
Yeah,
I want
yeah. So I don't think that Bobby Slowick and look with the good guys too. I don't think Bobby Slowick said you better draft C.J. Stroud. I don't think Bobby Slowick said, "Hey, Joe Mixon is my guy. Go get Joe Mixon." Like I'm saying, this can't be a firing of one guy like this is. I'm trying to think of a defensive minded head coach like Liam Cohen who just got a job with Jacksonville after the year. You just fire a guy like that with a defensive-minded head coach, and maybe Liam Cohen wasn't the best example. But, you know, I'll give you one, the national championship, Ohio State up there with
Ryan Day.
But who's the OC? Kelly. Chip Kelly, right? This isn't a Chip Kelly Chip Kelly was brought in, and all the offense is yours, man. This is on you. You control everything. What O-line coach you want? What wide receiver coach you want? How do you want to structure this thing? Like, Bobby Slowick was just a piece of it. So, this can't be the end all be all. There's got to be more to it. Again, whether that's coaches or players, we'll see. But there's got to be more to it, and there's got to be a bona fide G that they've locked in on, and this is the guy we're bringing in.
And I'll say this here, in my opinion, for D'Amico, and I know Tyler and I, we've gone back and forth on this. In between one of the breaks, I talked to Lopez about this. To me, this can't be a Gerard Johnson move. And
to me, it is gonna be a Gerard Johnson move.
Well, that
prediction wise, I mean, I don't know anything.
That to me is a hell of a thought because a couple of things. One, if Gerard Johnson was always the answer or the guy that you
the heir apparent,
really wanted, that the guy you really wanted. Well, hell, there was some moments. Then why don't you just fire him and let him take over then? Two, if the Houston Texans, and I know this fan base has the expectations, right? And I said it to Tyler before the show, and he said it, yes, getting to the AFC Championship game at the very least. If that is the expectation and what you want this team to get to go bring in a guy who has no experience putting together an offense or calling plays, with those expectations, if you just fired a guy who was a year removed from being one of the hottest head coaching candidates and helped turn this thing around with your offense and C.J. Stroud in 2 years, and then you bring somebody in that doesn't have any experience calling plays or putting together an offense, that's a hell of a look for a team that is going to try to get past the Chiefs, to try to get past the Bills, to try to get past the Ravens.
Yep.
Like, as you said, if they got somebody in mind, it probably should be somebody that is established, somebody that has had great success in the league. So, like,
well, look, if there was somebody in the building that was a surefire, this is the guy we're moving to.
We've seen him already.
Well, we wouldn't have had the same problems against the Chiefs that we had against the Minnesota Vikings. There is it was a collective effort on the offensive side of the football. If figuring out a protection, I'm sure wasn't Like, hey, man, we're having protection problems. How are we going to figure this out? I'm sure Bobby Slowick and Chris Strauser didn't lock everybody out and say, no, it's just us two. Right? If there's somebody in that building that has the ability to call plays at a Super Bowl level, that has the ability to scheme up and solve problems that we saw throughout the year with the Texans, if they've been in that building and those problems haven't been solved, I got to question the ability to solve those problems by somebody in the building. I just look, for me, I think this is an aggressive move. And I think it screams somebody from the outside is coming in.
I would think.
And somebody from the outside is coming in that's got pelts on the wall. Somebody from the outside is coming in that is going to decide, not D'Amico's not going to do it. They are going to decide, do you want to keep Gerard Johnson as the quarterback coach? Do you want to keep Ben McDaniel as the wide receiver coach? Do you want to keep the running backs coach? This is your call. And damn it, when a rubber meets the road, it's going to be on you. C.J. Stroud is a pocket passer. C.J. Stroud cannot be the most pressured quarterback. And by the way, he's a high-level processing pocket passer. He can't be the most pressured quarterback in the NFL. Can't be. It can't happen.
I will say this, Tyler. There's no word that they have parted ways with Gerard Johnson, so there is a sign there.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the report is the O-line coach and the assistant O-line coach are out with Slowick.
That's correct.
Then the report after that is everybody else is going to stay in place, and the next offensive coordinator will decide if they want to keep him or not.
Yeah.
Yep.
And to get them to. They are clearly saying it's you two.